In today's Everyday Grammar, we finish our discussion of the 2019 song, Looking for America, by singer Lana Del Rey. By making a close reading of the song's words, we will understand more about its sounds and structure. A close reading is a deep reading of a story. Works of literature, such as poems, are often the object of close readings. These can include the words to songs. The aim is to understand the writer's intentions by looking closely at the details. Last time, we considered the grammar and cultural elements of the song. This time, we will talk about the poetic devices and the syllable structure of a few lines. Del Rey uses many poetic devices to strengthen what may be thought of as a simple song. Let's take a look. I flew back to New York City, missed that Hudson River line, took a train up to Lake Placid. That's another place and time, where I used to go to drive-ins and listen to the blues. So many things that I think twice about before I do. No, I'm still looking for my own version of America. One without the gun, where the flag can freely fly. No bombs in the sky, only fireworks when you and I collide. It's just a dream I had in mind. In lines 1 and 3, Del Rey uses the same number of syllables, 8 in total. I flew back to New York City. Took a train up to Lake Placid. Then, in lines 2 and 4, she uses 7 syllables. Missed that Hudson River line. That's another place and time, where. The relative pronoun where ends the fourth line as it is written. This extra syllable does not match the structure. But as Lana sings, she adds the word where to the beginning of the next line, so we can count it with line 5. Now, with the added word of where, lines 5 and 6 have 14 syllables each. Line 6 just has the added word of no. This addition might have been Del Rey ad-libbing, or speaking spontaneously, without planning. Where I used to go to drive-ins and listen to the blues. So many things that I think twice about before I do. No. Let's move on to other poetic devices. Rhymes are made with two or more words that end in the same sound. Lines 2 and 4 share a similar vowel sound, I, with the words line and time. Although they do not end in the same consonant sound, they still rhyme. This rhyming of similar vowel sounds is called assonance. Missed that Hudson River line. That's another place and time. We see in lines 5 and 6 two other rhymes created by using the vowel sound oo with the words blues and do. I used to go to drive-ins and listen to the blues. So many things that I think twice about before I do. Lastly, in lines 8, 9, and 10, Del Rey uses other poetic devices. One without the gun, where the flag can freely fly. No bombs in the sky, only fireworks when you and I collide. It's just a dream I had in mind. In line 8, we see another form of rhyme with the words one and gun. This is internal rhyme. It is when a writer includes rhyming words within the same line, rather than at the end. We also see in line 8 repeating F sounds with the words flag can freely fly. This is an example of alliteration, repetition of the first consonant sounds in words that are close together. In line 9, we have more assonance with the I vowel, with the words sky, fireworks, and collide. In all three lines, the repetition of the I vowel is seen throughout with fly, collide, and mind, mirroring the sounds in the beginning with line and time. In today's Everyday Grammar, we found more details in Lana Del Rey's song, Looking for America. We considered syllable structure and learned about several poetic devices, such as assonance, internal rhyme, and alliteration. I'm Faith Perlow.